Alexander Vindman slams Mike Waltz plan to clear deep staters from National Security Council. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 10, 2025. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman criticized incoming National Security Advisor Mike Waltz's plan to clear out each intelligence official serving in various departments and agencies throughout the federal government who is currently detailed to the National Security Council, NSC. In a post on X, Vindman responded to an interview Waltz had with Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, where Waltz spoke about how intelligence officials serving in various departments and agencies under President Joe Biden's administration would be expected to vacate the premises by 12:01 p.m. Eastern on January 20, when President-elect Donald Trump is inaugurated. Yesterday, President Trump's National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz at Michael Waltz, announced a sweeping directive to terminate all national security staffers loaned from other departments and agencies who serve in apolitical, nonpartisan senior staff roles, Vindman wrote. He continued. Waltz framed this decision as a means to eliminate Biden-era appointees and enforce absolute alignment with Trump's policy agenda. Notably, Waltz justified this move by referencing my role in exposing Trump's abuse of power, which led to his first impeachment. Using my actions as a rationale, Waltz aims to purge scores of professionals from the Department of Defense, Department of State, CIA, and other agencies. Not because of their conduct, but due to a demand for blind allegiance to Trump. Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle explained how the NSC works. The way the NSC works is the National Security Advisor oversees a team of political appointees from the president who oversee a wide range of what are called detainees, people who work at the various agencies and departments across the federal government who are assigned or detailed to work at the White House for a period of time on the NSC in a portfolio in which they demonstrate expertise. These career intelligence officials come from places as wide-ranging as the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the Pentagon, and other law enforcement and intelligence agencies, and report up to the political appointees atop each major portfolio in the NSC. The NSC has various issue-specific portfolios like counterterrorism and cyber policy, as well as regional portfolios focused on things like the Western Hemisphere or the Middle East or Europe or Asia. The detailees then help coordinate back to the various agencies and departments so the whole federal government executes on the decisions that the president makes. During the interview, Waltz noted the issue with Vindman wasn't during transition, but that the issue was he was already slated to transfer but didn't come in until the summer or fall after. In response to the interview, Vindman added, "To set the record straight, I served as an apolitical detailee and a faithful Army officer implementing President Trump's national security agenda, as outlined in the national security strategy he approved. My actions did not conflict with Trump's stated national security policy." Vindman claimed that due to his refusal to remain silent as Trump engaged in criminal activity, undermined free and fair elections by pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, to steal the 2020 election, and his refusal to betray his oath to the United States Constitution, he was fired.